Bonus episode featuring Tim Meadows, Betsy Sodaro, and Charlie Saunders. What the hell is going on?
So, Tim Meadows is a surfer. He's about to go to Hawaii. Are you just a straight-up board surfer?
Yeah. I surf larger boards because I've only been doing it for a few years. Like 4 or 5.
Have you ever heard of the wedge in Newport Beach?
The wedge in Newport Beach? No.
It's some kind of the way the jetty goes out from the beach. It creates like it creates big waves kind of hitting each other at different angles. It's some special place. So there's a big controversy because bodyboarders can't surf in the same place that people with boards surf because it's too dangerous for them. And this one place, the Wedge, has always been this famous bodyboarder place. There are significantly less body surfers than board sport enthusiasts, says Prieto, who's been riding the Wedge for 15 years. Yet the biggest group that uses the Wedge is pushed out into a narrow window. So they have different windows when you can body surf and when you can do the rest of the stuff. The body surfers have the best window, but they're a minority of the people who like to get into the who play in the waves, basically. So now all the other guys are like, fuck it, why do the body surfers get to have this special window? The unwritten rules of surf basically give the wave to whomever catches it first, but by the time a body surfer starts stroking, the boarder's already going. Either the swimmers back off or they get run over. There's no way a body surfer can even compete with any type of board. I just feel that the Wedge is a worldwide, world-known body surfing mecca, and we want to preserve that for future generation. The Wedge crew, that's a whole group of people who do this, live together in houses with fun names like the Fun House, Brown House, Twinkie House, Dump House, partying plenty and watching home movies of their body whomping feats and fails. Bob Cook, a surfer who goes by Bucket Bob because he sits on a bucket and shoots photos of the waves, said resentment gets really high when the Big South swell rolls in. He says, body surfers do not deserve it for 6 months. No one deserves it for 6 months.
Okay, man. I'm going to go out and catch this wave. All right?
Cool, man. Enjoy.
It's going to be cool.
Yeah, it looks like a good wave.
Yeah, this is going to be great. I got my board. All right. Here I go.
Okay, just look out for the bodies. You know it is body surfing month right now.
Man, these fucking people, man.
Hey, dudes.
Hey, where's your board, man?
I don't need a board. Only dummies need boards because they can't figure out how to use their body.
Yeah, our bodies are our boards, man.
Body's a board. Man. My body, my board.
My body, my board. My body, my board. My body, my board.
Oh, man.
You guys are sick, man.
Yeah.
Don't you know?
Disgusting.
You can't. Don't you know surf? How cool surfing is, man? I mean, this is what Hawaiians used to do. You know? Anybody can body surf, like a two-year-old.
Yeah, anybody can just run out there and body surf. You guys don't even have an art form.
Yeah, well, all I know is if body surfers had been part of Hawaii, they wouldn't have gotten bombed in Pearl Harbor.
What?
Body's my board.
Body's my board.
No, man, fuck that. The board is the board. The board is the board. The board is the board.
I want you to go fuck a tree, boarders.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, go fuck a tree since you like boards so much. My body's my board.
Oh, man, disgusting.
All right, well, how about we go and race?
Good You're call. On, motherfucker.
Get in your car. I'm talking about car racing.
Car racing?
Car racing.
Wait. All of our skills here are in surfing, and you want to do a drag race?
Yeah, man. That's how we do it here in Southern California.
Jump in, Brody. I already got the car running.
Come on, buddy.
All right, I'll get in my car, too.
Let's go.
They're gaining on us.
Go, go. Body's my board. Body's my board.
There's a cramp ahead.
We cut to the hospital room. They're all paraplegics now. Motherfuckers.
You guys, you shouldn't have been driving so fast.
We should have kept it to a water race.
All I know is I'm still a great bodyboarder.
Hello.
Because my body's my board.
Excuse me.
Come on in.
Hi, I'm a doctor at this hospital.
Oh, we just all woke up from our mutual comas.
Yes, you've all been in comas for decades, but that's
what?
Not Whoa. What I'm here to talk about.
My family.
They're dead.
My wife.
I didn't see you here, sir.
Are people still surfboarding 10 years later?
They are, and
bodyboarding's still cool, right?
Bodyboarding was never cool, sir.
That's not cool. You must be a boarder. Man. I don't want a doctor who's a boarder.
Well, you have no choice. I've been assigned to you, and that's the way it's going to stay.
Kill me. Pull my plug.
I'm running out of here.
Let me just pick you up and put you back in bed.
Slime, slime, slime.
Ugh, your disgusting body slime got all over the floor. We're going to have to light that on fire and let it burn away. Well, the reason I came in here originally was to tell you that you bodyboarders are out of luck. Luckily, you surfboarders will be able to have your surfboards surgically connected to you as your body.
Yes! So, like the $6 million man, sort of.
Sort of, yes, but with a surfboard
Can't
for
be
the
nearly
whole body.
Expensive.
But the isn't it ironic? The whole reason I came in here was this point of sort of lost, but been trying to get to. Isn't it ironic, surfboarders, that you will now be bodyboarding because your surfboards are your body?
No, man! How can you do this to me?
Your body's your board.
Cut
your
to the ocean.
Your board.
Cut to the ocean. Okay, man. So show me how you guys do this with your without a board.
I don't know, man. It's been so many years of hate. But you know, we all gotta fight the real enemy. Tourist. Come down a fucking beach.
Oh, I didn't realize you were going there.
Yeah.
And we see on the coast there's a bunch of Boy Scouts. Okay, Boy Scouts, everyone feel free to pee in the ocean.
All right.
Yeah, let's fill the ocean up.
Cool.
I'm going to throw sand in the ocean.
No homo. No homo.
Okay,
I'm going out there in the ocean, man. I don't care if these Boy Scouts are peeing. I got to do this.
So we see him.
I'm paddling. Boy,
splash,
it stinks.
Splash, splash, splash.
Okay, here comes a wave. It's a wave of piss. I can do this. I can do this.
Why do you want to?
I don't know.
Surfboarder was never seen again. But that's why we etched his face next to these other two faces on the Statue of Liberty. On the Lincoln Memorial.
But the other two changed society, whereas that was just a surfer who was lost.
But that was brave of him, wasn't it? To go out
on lost?
On that wave of piss.
I guess. He must have connections.
I don't work here at the National Monuments. I'm just a guy.
And that guy's head comes up on the monument. And although he wasn't one of the official tour guides, he became the greatest tour guide the world has ever known.
And then that guy's head goes onto the monument, too. And he just did that. He described things around the different monuments.
Wow.
And so, yeah, we threw him up there, too.
It's amazing.
Great, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So who are you?
Just a guy. Walking away.
But the instead of him fading into the horizon, the camera sticks with him. It wasn't even supposed to.
Hey, it's me, the cameraman. I'm just gonna stay with you.
Okay, yeah, I guess that's cool.
I'm sound guy. I guess you're gonna keep whistling. I gotta go.
All right, cool. Yeah, come along. You guys like cheesy fries? I'm just going to my favorite cheesy fry joint. Ding-a-ling-a-ling. Table for three, please.
Oh, yeah, right this way.
Thank you.
Here's the menus. Would you like the seasoned fries or?
No way, man. I go old school. I'll go with cheesy fries.
Cheesy. Okay. I'm telling you, these are tasty.
The seasoned fries?
The cheesy fries.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah, I have those.
So, you know about how they didn't used to have seasoned fries and now they do? You know the history of that?
I mean, I know that I've always come here for cheesy fries, and at some point they added seasoned fries, and I was right. Like, no way, man, I'm staying old school.
Uh-huh. This could be a really cool documentary. Remember you and I were saying we should do something off this project, like a documentary. Yeah. Uh-huh. Could be about seasoned cheesy fries.
Yeah, maybe
fries.
The different kinds of fries, yeah.
Hi, sweetie. I'm sorry I'm late.
Hey, good to see you.
Oh, I see you ordered.
Yeah, we ordered already, guys. This is my fiance.
Hello.
Oh, you date the Whistler Into the Horizon.
Yeah, he's so cool.
Thank you.
I'm just going to have a couple of these nachos.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Put them in my mouth for later.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Mm. Hey, since you just sat down, let me get a little smooch.
Boing.
Attention humans, the UCB Comedy Improvisation Manual is now available on ucbtheatre.com. For only $2 you can download Matt Besser's newest comedy album, available at mattbesser.com. And remember to rate and review on iTunes. Help us become the best podcast in the music by Dragoon. They have a brand new album available at dragoongalaxy.bandcamp.com and on vinyl. This has been Matt Besser's Improv for Humans.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio Boom.com. The wolf dead.